Good afternoon. It's Thursday, July 11th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. A special meeting to elect a new president of the University of South Carolina has been called off by a judge who said there wasn't enough notice. University trustees were set to meet Friday amid protests by students who say they've been left out of the equation. USC junior Lyric Swinton.
Students have to be involved because at the end of the day, universities are businesses, but universities are for students.
The Faculty Senate today also passed resolution saying it had no confidence in the now canceled vote or in retired Army General Robert Caslin, the candidate backed by Governor McMaster. Governor McMaster released a letter a short time after the judge's ruling saying he also wanted the meeting postponed. The season's second named tropical storm Barry officially formed earlier today in the Gulf of Mexico. As of the midday advisory, top sustained winds were at 40 miles per hour and it was moving slowly westward across the northern part of the Gulf. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says it's no threat to South Carolina, but more of a concern for residents along the Gulf Coast.
The tropical storm is a little less than 100 miles from the mouth of the Mississippi River. It's struggling to strengthen because of some dry air high above the storm, but I still expect it to intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf on Friday. It's on pace to turn north toward Louisiana and be at or close to Category 1 status when it makes landfall Saturday morning.
Ray says that on the current path, Barry will produce its strongest wind and storm surge over southern Louisiana and Mississippi on Saturday, where 10 to 15 inches of rain could fall. South Carolina should be spared any direct effects of the storm. Federal agents conducted a raid of a home at a military base in the Lowcountry as part of a child pornography investigation. The raid happened last month in the Bachelor's housing section of the Naval Warfare Station near Charleston, according to the state newspaper. The suspect's name has not been released as he's not yet been charged. Federal agents reportedly received tips of someone sharing child pornography in February using accounts with two file sharing applications. Their investigation led them to a member of the Coast Guard. EMS officials in Lancaster County say they fear a looming shortage of medics on the horizon. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
Lancaster County EMS has about 45 EMTs working on rotating 24-hour shifts. And by the end of this year, those medics are expected to answer as many as 17,000 calls. That's according to a report in Wednesday's edition of the Lancaster News. County EMS Director Clay Cato tells the paper that a combination of recent retirements and departures for larger EMS agencies is stripping an already bare-bones operation. The number of calls the Lancaster County EMS responds to annually increases as the county develops. This year's calls are on target to be about 5,000 higher than in 2012. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
A former police chief has pleaded guilty in federal court to stealing tens of thousands of dollars from the city police department. Gary Schaefer, the former police chief of Manning in Clarendon County, admitted to depositing nearly $80,000 in seized money into his personal bank account starting shortly after a 2015 traffic stop. Investigators say Schaefer made deposits ranging from $500 to $5,000 over a three-month period. Nearly a dozen members of a Lowcountry drug trafficking ring face charges following a joint federal and state investigation. United States Attorney Sherry Lydon yesterday announced the takedown of 10 bad actors through Operation Lowcountry Line. Investigators say the defendants, ages 29 through 60, face charges ranging from intent to distribute cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines, and several firearms offenses. And inmates on death row have a new home. It's the one originally built in 1988 to house them. The State Department of Corrections announced today a smooth transition from Kirkland Correctional Institution to a unit at Broad River Correctional in Columbia, essentially a stone's throw from the first prison. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.